All right,
we're back.
Hey y'all, welcome to another episode of Millennial Frequency. I hope it doesn't echo off.
I know
we're in a different setting every single time, but hey, that's what new podcasters do.
Yeah,
thank you all for tuning in to another wonderful episode. This episode is extremely exciting.
Mm-hmm.
because what, Farron?
Today is the day. Today is the day that the show premieres, Unstuck Web Series. You've been rocking for us for a while. We've been talking about this for like a year now.
For a year, as long as the podcast, man. So this is amazing. We are extremely excited. We are actually in like less than 2 hour stage, so it is about to come out super soon. The actual episode is only 10 minutes, however it is web content, so being online watching something for that long is pretty sturdy, pretty mm-hmm. good. And we're just excited to see people's reactions, see if they enjoyed it, see yeah. if it's funny, all of the things that we work so hard for. So that's what we're going to be discussing mm-hmm. today. We're going to be discussing Unstuck, and hopefully you've already watched the episode, because this is a spoiler alert.
Yeah, make sure that just put us on pause.
Tell them!
Put us on ice if you haven't watched the first episode yet.
Yes, so that means you're required to go ahead, watch the first episode. You can do that. You can visit Millennial Frequency. Actually, what would be the best way to do that? Because our SoundCloud leak is usually in the bio. Mm-hmm. So what? Visit Unstuck Web Series. Yes. Type in Unstuck Web Series on Instagram, Unstuck Web Show on Twitter, or you can go to our Facebook page by typing in Unstuck Web Series. And
or not on our individual pages too. I'll have it in my bio.
Yeah, it's literally everywhere. I mean, we would probably even do it for Millennial Frequency if we didn't have a podcast.
Right.
So it's literally everywhere. Go and click on it. You can't miss it. And then it's watch all the videos, but to get you started so that you'll make sure that you're up to speed with what we're about to discuss.
Yeah.
Go ahead and click that first episode, okay? Cool. All right. So let's talk about it. Before we get started talking about the actual episode itself, how do you feel, Farron, as far as completing? I know for you, this is like your first project yeah. ever.
I feel great. It feels like it's my birthday, you know, it's my child's first birthday.
Right.
Or, you know, this is my wedding day.
Oh, okay.
It's a special day. It's a milestone.
It is a milestone. This is not my first project, but this is my first funded project. So that is always special. Mm-hmm. You know, the fact that we can recount when we knew we didn't have a dime, a nickel,
yeah.
nothing. And we called on our community, our family and friends, lunch ladies we hadn't talked mm-hmm. to for years, all types of
yeah.
people. And everyone, just about everyone. We got a lot of no's too, so I want to be yeah. transparent about our experience.
Yeah.
But we got a lot of yes. We got mm-hmm. enough yes to be able to aid us. Now, let's keep it real.
Mm-hmm.
We are still financially paying for it. It takes a lot to put on a production. It takes a lot of just bells and whistles. So mm-hmm. anyone that's into film production, television production knows, and we're doing it on a small scale.
Yeah.
But for them, our community, to say yes, man, I don't know if we would have been able to do it.
Yeah, it's just a warm feeling.
It's extremely yeah. warm in here. It's cozy. So if you did donate and you happen to be listening, thank you. Whether it was $10, $25, $30, whatever you gave, y'all, you helped us tremendously. I cannot express it enough. Me and Farron, we actually have like this behind the scenes series that's going to be on the page. The first visual is already uploaded. And we kind of talk about the Kickstarter process mm-hmm. and our success about it. And so it's a 5-part series, maybe extended, but as far as right now, we have 5. Notable moments throughout our journey that we are going to be sharing with
mm-hmm.
you. So definitely, even if you're not trying to watch the episode, if you just like watching us and you think yeah. we're cute, definitely go
ahead to the page.
Go to the page. You can also find it directly. The server is youtube.com/C/Unstuck Web Series. Real simple. Not all that ZRD, all of that. You ain't got to do that. Cool. All right. Y'all, I'm excited. Like, Birdman hands. All day today. We're going to go through the episode and just kind of discuss it. So, when you first saw it, Farron, because I was in the editing room with our editor. We co-edited. So, when you first saw it, what did you think?
Of course, I was excited. You know, smiling ear to ear, like,
right,
just to see it come to life.
Right.
And so, you know, when you come into the opening scene, you know, you got the song. Well, I'm thinking about the pilot, but
yeah,
nice song playing. You know, you got the sight of Dallas.
Yeah, the drone shots.
Yeah, the drone shot of Dallas. It's just, you know,
it gets you going. So it's the drone shot, and then I think it's one more other city shot, and then, excuse me, guys, and then there is a person going into a building. And on the bottom left, in film world, it's called lower thirds, in the bottom left corner, there says something, while on lunch. I think it says while on lunch break. I can't recount it.
Yeah, I think it's the same.
And then we see this woman walk into a room where there's a guy who's already scribbling on the page. And he's writing. And I think anyone who has ever had an experience where they have to have an interview,
mm-hmm.
especially doing an interview while on your lunch break, like, mm-hmm. this is extreme. This is an extreme measure. You clearly are not happy where you were.
Clearly trying to do whatever you got to do to get up out of there.
Yeah, so we wanted it to be as authentic as possible. And so that's why we went the route with something extreme as I have to get unstuck even while I'm at work. I'm looking for a job. Like, I'm not taking a day off. Yeah. I'm still going to get my coin.
Okay,
I'm going to collect that coin. But I am going to, you know, continue to job search. So she's on her lunch break, walks in, boom. He already messes up her name. Our main character's name is Katrina. He mm-hmm. calls her Catherine. And I think that we wanted to kind of go with that route is because when you have ethnic names, as beautiful as they are,
mm-hmm.
sometimes other groups and other ethnic groups don't necessarily take the time to really indulge.
They don't take the time.
Like, it's not going to be familiar every time. I know when people see my spelling, the spelling of my name, I get all types of looks. I get all types of crazy, weird, I don't know, just weird stuff. And sometimes it makes me uncomfortable because I can tell that they're not comfortable. But mm-hmm. ask. Don't just call me what you feel comfortable with because that's something you're used to. That's not cool. But that's what happens to Katrina. Walks in, he calls her Catherine. She corrects him, as mm-hmm. she should.
As she should.
And then has a seat. And so he's saying a whole bunch of mojo, you know what I'm trying to say, guys. And she's frustrated because he asks her the most dumb question in the world as far as a job is related. Mm-hmm. And I get it, like, employers are trying to pick your brain and see what type of person they're dealing with. Ask me about stuff that matters in this space, okay? What did he say?
What do you do in your spare time?
Yeah, what do you like to do in your spare time?
It's like, and they really be asking this in real life, y'all. And it's, I don't understand why they.
It is annoying.
Like, you know you don't give a
Don't care. Hopefully you don't care about what we're doing because I don't want you to allude into my outer world. I just want you to employ me. This is for jobs. I think with careers, you kind of become more lax depending on what it is you do.
Mm-hmm.
And you can build a family base. But if you're going to like a call center position, I'm not trying to get that close to you.
Right.
I just want to do my job and go home. And if I develop friendships on my own, that's fine. The last person in the world that I want to know what I got going is my employer.
Mm-hmm.
He answers her that, and she just goes in her head. I think we all have that moment. Mm-hmm. We have this out-of-body experience about, man, can you just focus on hiring me right now?
Please.
I'm tired of going on these job interviews. I'm tired of talking to people who don't acknowledge me, don't acknowledge my name, who's scribbling on a paper something that doesn't have anything to do with our interview. I'm tired of it. So mm-hmm. let's just focus on the interview. So she goes off and we get to see Katrina, and then zoop, she goes back to where she's at. He says he doesn't really have any other questions for her.
Right, he's not really listening.
Right, so tells her to leave. She kind of looks like, okay, how did it go?
Right. Because somebody told me to leave, I'm like, I ain't getting that job.
Well, he said, you can see your way out.
Right. It's just like, still though, like, dang. Okay, no handshake, no goodbye.
No nothing. He goes back to scribbling on that paper. So she doesn't know how to feel about it, as we often do. You know, you leave this, you leave a an interview, and you're like, how did it go?
I don't know.
Have no clue.
Then you get in your head, you overthink it, like, oh, I think I did good. Did I, you know?
Right, right. So that's what Katrina is feeling. But back to work she heads. Got to get in that car, head back to work. She's taking a deep breath in and out often. That is something I think that I definitely experienced. I know, I'm sure you did too. Mm-hmm. If you just have to sit in your car before you get to work and just get your mind right. Mm-hmm. She has one of those moments where it's just like, okay, I'm going to leave what just happened in that interview there. And I'm going to try to, you know, get through this day so I can get back to the house. Mm-hmm. So that happens. Her homegirl is sleep in the car.
Mary.
And so this is kind of a usual encounter where Mary goes to sleep in the car on her lunch break. Katrina is always constantly looking for some type of employment opportunities outside of New Age Cats. Mm-hmm. New Age Cats is where they work.
Yeah.
So knocks on that window. Come on, Mary. They go ahead, walk inside, and they are greeted with their other friend.
Richard.
Richard is also, he's played by Darnell. Mm-hmm. And so he hits that elevator button, asks him, how did it go? And she's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Because that's how I usually be, though.
Exactly. Yeah. You don't know.
You really don't know. Like, I hate it. It's almost like you feel like someone has control over you to a certain extent.
Because they're like robots. They don't give you really much emotion in it. So you can't even read it.
Right. You don't want to do too much, but you don't want to do too little.
Yeah.
She doesn't know. They get in the elevator. We can tell by their body language that they are completely annoyed.
Mm-hmm.
And so they go ahead, go up, and back to work they are. So, yeah, that first part is something that we really took out the time to insert because we wanted to show the journey. We wanted to show the journey of feeling like you need to get unstuck while you're on your lunch break. Like, is that urgent? And then everybody's body language is pretty much the same going into this space. So we get in the space and she's greeted by her cute mate,
Becky.
Begging ass Becky. Yes, we all have that coworker, y'all. I know I was sometime that coworker to Farron. I was always asking this lady for a piece of gum, and I'm just happy that she still deals with me. And so I feel like outside of other coworkers that we probably dealt with that always ask for a piece of candy every day or always ask for a piece of gum every single day, that, you know, I was also kind of making fun of myself. But her whole thing is every time that Katrina comes, she makes it her mission to ask her if she has gum. Mm-hmm. One, why are you chewing gum and you're at a concert?
Right, you're on the phone.
Let's start there, because it sounds like you're smacking in people's ears, so that's kind of rude. But outside of that, like, you know, stop at the store before you get to work.
You know you gotta get gas at some point.
So go ahead and grab you know, your gum of choice, your candy of choice, your cookies of choice, because I am not a refrigerator.
Okay.
I don't owe you that. But that's how she feels. That's how Katrina feels, is just annoyed. Like, I already hate working here. And before I can even sit down good, here you are asking me for some gum. And this is our first character introduction. And she kind of explains to us who Becky is, so we have a good idea of who Becky is going into this day.
Mm-hmm.
Like most of us. And this was, like, heavy, y'all, for me. Like most of us, we see Katrina daydreaming on the job. Like, no work is being done. She's not even texting.
Zoned out.
And you have that moment in your life when you are really over your job, when you're like, is this what my life resorted to? And she goes into a deep daydream. And the daydream is like when she first started.
Yeah.
Just trying to get, like, how did I even get here? It was 2 years ago.
Yeah. Orientation.
And this is orientation day. Karen, tell them why we decided to do orientation day and why that was so important to us.
I mean, orientation day. I mean, you get to see the people. The audience is going to be able to get to know some of the characters.
Right.
A little bit more. And, I mean, that's where she met
her friends.
And it kind of begins the thing where you're going to see the antagonist.
Yes. The antagonist, which we'll talk about shortly. Yeah. But you just get to see those relationships form and that tension form early on.
Day one.
And usually that's how it is when you're working these jobs. You can already tell.
Already.
Off top.
This one ain't gonna be here long.
Right.
This one gonna be some problems with this one.
Right.
You can tell.
You can tell. Look to your left, look to your right. It's one of those situations. So that's why we really wanted to zoom in on the orientation day. And the job that me and Farron worked at, this scene kind of reminisces that exactly. Mm-hmm. Like the two girls that I first hung out with, one I'm still like super cool with to this day. The other, I think she moved back home. To her hometown, so she's not even in Texas anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't know each other. I think one of the first things we said once we got to lunch break was like, let's go to Vegas. I think we said something like that. Or no, we said, let's go to Miami. I don't even know you. But we all felt like we didn't want to be there. We are happy to be employed, but we don't want to work here.
Mm-hmm.
What can we do to already kind of alleviate this feeling? So, scene starts out, the annoying introductions. It feels like the first day of school, like elementary school at that.
You know, same lame icebreaker everybody want to do. Get up and tell us where you're from. Tell us something about yourself.
Oh, my God. I'm sick of it. I don't care where you're from. I don't care your name. I barely care about your name. I just want to make sure that check is clear.
Okay.
So that's what's happening. You got a super energetic supervisor. And we wanted the supervisor to be energetic. Because mm-hmm. it feels like, at least when we worked in these spaces, if no one else cared about the job, it was the person who had the most authority.
Yeah.
As they should. I mean, they are getting the most money.
Right.
So they have the most growth and opportunity. So, I mean, that's why Angelina is hype. But another character introduction happens, and the character introduction shows that, hey, she's a chatterbox. So we're going to look out and see if that's something that we see throughout the series, or is this just day one? But that's how Katrina views the supervisor. Tells her some notable stuff about herself, and then she's passing that ball. You know that ball where you have to hold a ball to make mm-hmm. sure everybody's staying up and not going to sleep?
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those situations. So she passes the ball around, and right beside her, who is it?
It is
Janet.
Yes, Janet standing next to her.
Janet. Who is Janet Farron?
Janet is, you know, you got that tenured person that been there a long time. You know, they're not a supervisor or a team lead, but they think they are.
Right.
That's who Janet is. Janet, she basically thinks she runs the place. She's a brown noser. She's the right-hand man of the supervisor. And,
right.
Yeah.
What inspired Janet? I'm being messy now.
Oh, I will be happy to explain. So what inspired Janet was this coworker at the first job me and Tasia met at this coworker. Me and Tasia were on the same team, and so was this other person.
Right.
And this other person gave me a hard time every single day there. She was very passive aggressive. She was rude. She always wanted to know what we were doing. She always wanted to be talking to our supervisor about me, and it was just very annoying. She didn't include me in the chats, on the team chat.
It was so petty.
So petty. She was a very petty
She
lady,
liked though. Literally everyone but Farron. Yeah. So I definitely, you know what, later on in some other positions, I dealt with my form of a Janet.
Mm-hmm.
But that was what originally
stemmed
from that particular character.
Yeah.
Is that just grimy, I'll do whatever it takes to get into the company's view, but I never mm-hmm. ever get any promotions.
Right.
I'm here the longest. And this is not a diss to people that have worked in companies like this for long periods of time.
Mm-hmm.
Respect. I respect you for staying in the space and being able to do what you have to do, putting on your shoes every day and going to work. That is commendable.
Yeah.
We have a problem.
Okay.
We only have a problem with those people that make it their business to push people out the way because you don't feel like they're talented or interested enough. That's none of your business.
Yeah.
Do your job and go home.
And go home. Don't worry about anyone else.
Yeah. Woo! Did a rant, but that's a big deal, y'all. And you're going to see a lot through the series how this particular character, played by Yolanda Higgins, she killed
it.
She did a great job. If you ever was to meet Yolanda, she's nothing like this character.
Like the character.
But you have a great time not liking her in the show. So Janet does her little spiel. She has this eye contact with Katrina. And we can tell right away that for some reason, she just does not like Katrina. Yeah. Like, nobody's paying attention to the lady who's talking the most, which is the supervisor. But Katrina's body language is kind of like, I don't want to be here. She actually has all black on, like a funeral. So I wanted to kind of do the symbolism of just feeling like I'm dead inside by having Katrina wear all black. But Yolanda, aka Janet, is not feeling it early on. Just with eye contact, it's really heavy. So then we go to Barb, and Barb is, I'm a hustler, the homie.
Yeah,
I'm a hustler. She is the hustler of the office. Please tell me that y'all have a hustler in your office or whatever workspace you have. It's always somebody who just knows how to make money in so many different ways. It's like,
they you do should more than just talk on the phone. They got other stuff going outside.
Yeah, I mean, like, it ain't just, oh, I just do Lyft on the side. It's like, I do Lyft, I do taxes, I do hair, I cut hair, I cut grass. Like, you just do whatever it takes to get the dollar, you do it well. She introduces herself and her different services, and the supervisor is anxious to kind of go around the room. And it feels like it's a long time because it's, it usually takes a long time to go through all of those individual introductions. So we get a chance to kind of speed through that because just like we want to in real life, we want to speed through it. And then we get to Candy. Candy is from Louisiana. Not much really said about her character, but some things are going to develop.
Yeah.
And then we have the ball roll to John.
Mm-hmm.
And John says his little quick spiel and then passes it right on
to Katrina.
To Katrina. And you know, it's annoying, guys, when you don't want to be there.
Mm-hmm.
You're frustrated. And then there's someone countering that by asking you these, like, questions.
These follow-up questions. I just want to sit down. Let me sit down.
Like,
I didn't want to be up and talking.
Right.
Y'all are strangers, and here you are asking me follow-up questions. Like, no one else did that, so
why are you doing that to me? So we see early on that this dude is kind of digging her. He's asking her all of these follow-up questions as if it's like a date or an interview.
Yeah.
It's really weird. Everyone's looking at him weird. And the best thing the supervisor can do is say, okay, let's just go to lunch after this because this is just too crazy. So we get to have his introduction. And, you know, Katrina thinks he's a bugaboo because, like, you bugged the heck out of me in front of all of our coworkers. How embarrassing.
Yeah.
That happens. They go to lunch.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about y'all, but lunch at a job you hate is the most exciting point of your day.
Oh, yes. And then after that, it's home.
It's home. Like, if you can make it to lunch, you just be like, God, if I could just get to my lunch break.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's heavy crazy like that. So they get to the lunch break. They're sitting at the table. And, you know, who ends up being her besties eventually? Richard and Mary save her from the creep dude, the bugaboo John, that's trying to invite himself, will have her, you know, kind of go and talk. They're like, hey, you can sit with us. And he's annoyed. John is pissed off, but oh well, good. Like, stay away from those guys who are trying to be like the work husbands.
Yeah, yeah.
It's too much.
Yeah.
You can have platonic relationships in the workspace, but sometimes it just gets fuzzy, so leave that dude alone. They're laughing about it. We notice, we get to learn a little bit about their characters. As we already saw, Mary is a sleeper. So, you know, you ever just have a coworker that's just always sleeping or kind of like trying to sneak a nap in at the job.
Yeah, especially where I'm at now, you know, you'll see people laying down. We have couches around, so they have like, you know, they're covered, knocked out, ready. Like, see people laid out everywhere.
So that's Mary's thing. If she can get some Z's in, she gonna do it and she don't care where she at. And then you got Richard, he just chill, laid back, but there's some things mm-hmm. about him that is gonna kind of come out and reveal itself at some point as well. So dang, that's orientation day. I'm tired just talking about it, but that's how it feels in real life. Orientation day is long. Mm-hmm. You don't know these people. You're just ready to go home. Mm-hmm. And, you know, icebreakers are awesome. I enjoy icebreakers, but I think sometimes in workspaces, especially workspaces that you don't like, they are actually way more awkward than...
I love icebreakers.
Yeah, they're just weird, man. They're just weird. I don't know. So, she's still daydreaming, and then she gets out of her daydream, and we see Katrina still at the desk, leaning to the side, but now there's somebody behind her.
Mm-hmm.
Janet.
It's Janet.
It's always that coworker. I'm sorry, I got excited. It's always that coworker. Mm-hmm. You are not even the supervisor, man.
Okay, no one asked you to do this. Okay, no one asked you to come over here.
You volunteering to see what I got going on in my cubicle. But we finally see her character introduction. We see that her character introduction is, you know, from Katrina's standpoint, you're my number one hater.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why you hate me, but you just don't like me. And I feel that tension.
Mm-hmm.
So she catches her. And Janet's like, hey, what's going on? She's all in her monitor. She's all in her personal space.
Yes, like, take a few steps back.
Just leave. Just go to your desk. I'm sure there's work that can be done. And that's kind of what she says. I mean, I'm sure you have work to do. And she's like, yeah, toodles. And still trying to figure out what is she looking at on her computer, if she's even looking at her computer. Y'all, I got a weird but very funny story that I would tell another time in regards to having just someone on your back like that. So, hey, get in the comment section and make sure you remind me. But that pretty much wraps it. Katrina says, hey, I have to get unstuck. And I'm not taking no for an answer. Have you ever had a situation in your life where you are fed up?
Mm-hmm.
Where you are done, man? Like, whether it be your health, and you're like, I'm gonna get in shape, and I don't care what happens until I get my results.
Mm-hmm.
A job, or maybe you're trying to find the love of your life, and you've been through a bad batch, where you just had some terrible experiences. Do you like, I'm gonna continue the day, I'm gonna continue the job search, I'm gonna continue to work out, I'm gonna continue to eat healthy, whatever it may be. You're just ready to get unstuck from feeling like you just can't get out of this situation. Yeah. And that's where Katrina is, and that's where we end. We end with her about to embark on this journey where she may have started and stopped, but she's going to push all the way through.
Yeah.
So, whew! Hey, I basically gave you an entire walkthrough of the show. Watch it all the way into the credits. And why I say that is because we've had so many people contribute their time, volunteer their time. All of our actors volunteered. We have a Patreon on our page now, on our YouTube page. And our goal is to be able to have enough funding where we can give them a sniping next time around, where we can do some other creative things. This is our first funded project, guys. Yeah. Don't be too hard on us.
Yeah, and I know y'all gonna love it, and I know y'all gonna want more. So we hope to, you know, extend it a little bit, make it a little bit longer.
We wanna go streaming next. Yeah. You know, so help us get to whatever goals we can get. We would love to do a second season for you, but we would even love to have it on a Netflix. Yes. We're going to claim Netflix now.
Netflix is coming.
It's on its way because this is a great concept. And I think we do an awesome job of, you know, telling the story within such a confined time.
Mm-hmm.
So we got 7 episodes. Definitely make sure that you're tuning in every Monday. Now, for the pilot, it's a little tricky. The first episode, we're going to let that run for 2 weeks. But don't worry. We'll have more content on the page. So constantly tune in for behind the scenes, as well as interviews from the different actors and, you know, maybe crew. Just keep paying attention to their YouTube page. But then after that, every week after is going to be a brand new episode, okay? Every Monday at 7 p.m. Mm-hmm. Our hashtags are Unstuck Web Series and Reclaiming Monday. Because who likes Monday?
Right. Who?
Monday reminds us of just being annoyed, frustrated, back to work. We're reclaiming Monday.
We're reclaiming that.
We're going to reclaim Monday. We're going to reclaim our time. I just had to put that in there. So make sure that the next episode you watch, it will be on the 28th. Mark your calendars. January 28th. We will be premiering the next episode, 7 p.m., front and center. Make sure you're watching. Get in that comment section. Like it before the video starts. All of that good stuff. We appreciate you. We love you. Fan, before we're out, please tell them where they can find us.
Okay, you can find us on...
You can find us in the trap.
Okay. Millennial Frequency on Instagram, Millennial Frequency Podcast on Facebook, Millennial Freak, F-R-E-Q, 1 on Twitter.
Absolutely. If you also want to go on the Instagram page for Unstuck, it's Unstuck Web Series. You can find us on Twitter. We're going to also do better on Twitter, guys, because there's a lot of love and creatives in the Twitterverse. So you can find us on Twitter as Unstuck Web Show, and then on Facebook as Unstuck Web Series, okay? And if you want to find us on our personal pages, you can find Tasia at I_M_TEZYA, and that's on Instagram. Where can we find you, Fairy?
Sofrio, S-O-F-R-I-O, _87 on Instagram. Fairy Monique Jackson on Facebook. And then Bohemian Baddie on Twitter.
Bloop, 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 bloop. All right, y'all. We're about to actually go ahead and get started for our live. If you can, I know the show has already came out. So, but you can always go back and watch our live. Definitely check it out. We love you. We're going crazy. We had a good time. We love it. Unstuck Web Series, and we out. Bye, Millennial Frequency.